From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
Welcome to July and the second half of 2019.
Can you believe it? Yeah, it's second half of the year, Dave.
I cannot believe it. I cannot.
I know. I keep telling people Christmas is around the corner.
Yeah, well, and of course, it's Christmas in July. On
yes,
Lifetime.
That's right.
And also on our Christmas channel, Jingle Boss
Jingle
Radio.
Jingle Boss Radio.
Yeah, we'll be playing Christmas music. We do all day, every day anyway.
Well, yes, we do.
We'll keep playing it because it's July.
We'll do.
Other important days to remember. Now, you know, 4th of July is this week.
Yes.
That's an important day.
It is.
Also
work.
Important, July 11th, which is Free Slurpee Day at 7-Eleven.
Hey.
Yeah. Or National French Fry Day on July 13th.
That's important.
And National Hot Dog Day is July 17th. And National Ice Cream Day is the 21st. Now, you got French fries, hot dogs, and ice cream. Whew, just line
you
know, me up.
Just if you had some corn on the cob day in July, you'd be
strap
like...
Strap on. Well, we had corn on the cob day last week. And today is International Chicken Wing Day.
Huh.
I love me some wings.
Do you love you some
I
wings?
I do. I love buffalo wings especially. I like them with the hot sauce.
Do you like them bone-in?
Yeah, I like them both ways. I do.
Well, boneless wings are just basically chicken McNuggets.
That's what they are. Some food holidays wings. Coming our way.
Wings are a lot of work.
Like right.
Filling shrimp.
Not that, well, that's a lot of work, too. Not that July 4th isn't a good food day.
It's an excellent food day. It's one of the most excellent
a
of food
grilling,
days.
A little grilling, a little drinking, a little... passing out, falling down drunk. That's what I like to do on 4th of July. All right, it is time for today's Who Cares News. What is happening?
Oh, Taylor Swift.
Tay-Tay. What's up with Taylor?
It was not a happy weekend for Tay-Tay.
Oh, really?
Aww. And I can't say that I blame her, actually.
What's going on?
Scooter Braun.
Oh, I know who he is.
Scooter is best known for representing Justin Bieber and Kanye West.
Does he rep Kanye, too?
Yep.
I thought it was just Biebs.
Nope.
Really? So what did he do to Taylor?
He bought the record company she's recorded at since she was 15.
No, you're kidding me.
And with it, all the music she released on that label.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is like a nemesis.
Right. She doesn't get along with Scooter.
So last year, Taylor switched labels, and now she records for Universal Music.
Yeah.
But in a long Tumblr post, Taylor says she has lost, quote, music I wrote on my bedroom floor and videos I dreamed up and paid for from the money I earned playing in bars.
Oh, come on.
She calls it her worst case scenario.
Oh, come on.
Well, hold on, because she's been the subject of Scooter's manipulative bullying for years.
Of course she has.
Quote, like when Kim Kardashian orchestrated an illegally recorded snippet of a phone call to be leaked, and then Scooter got his two clients together to bully me online about it. Or when his client Kanye West organized a revenge porn music video, which strips my body naked.
Let's see. First off, it wasn't a porn video. She was a mannequin. She was naked. It's not like she isn't going to get paid anymore from this catalog. She's still getting plenty of bank off this catalog, no matter who owns it.
That's true.
It's not like he can go destroy it. It's not like he can set the masters on fire like they did at Universal. Oh, wow. Too early? Too soon? Anyway,
what if
it's only been 10 years. He's not going to.
He
won't. It's worth too much money to him. He just spent... I guarantee you, the only reason he bought this label is because of her. Because she's the big bucks at that label. Mm-hmm. She made that label.
Stars feel pain, too.
Oh, stop it.
They're just like us.
Oh, just stop.
Just much richer. Well, speaking of Kim, she's gotten herself an international hot water.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
International.
International hot water.
Ooh, if you're going to do things wrong, you might as well do them big.
Sometimes,
that's what I always say.
Sometimes I shake my head. As Arsenio Hall would say, things that make you go,
Arsenio who? I'm kidding. I'm kidding, I think.
Oh, goodness sakes. Business venture. That she announced last week or launched last week or whatever.
Yeah.
It's a shapewear company called Kimono.
Kimono. Shapewear, huh? Well, good for Kim.
So backlash against the name.
Yeah, of course.
She trademarked it last year for the use of undergarment shapewear and actual kimonos. Was swift and harsh.
She pissed some people off by calling it kimono.
Well, fans accused.
I see that.
Yeah. Fans accused Kim of cultural appropriation. They spam pages with the hashtag Kim Ono.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Kimono. Okay. All right. Kim Ono.
They wanted to rename the line.
Uh-huh.
So now, Kim. Yep. At first, she resisted.
Yes, of course.
Saying, I'm in no disrespect. I'm just stupid.
She didn't say she was stupid. You added that.
Why would you do that? I mean, why would you?
She doesn't know. Well, her name is Kim. I'm sure she was sitting around one day, and she was there with Court, and she was there with Kylie. And she's like, what do you guys think? I call this kimono for Spanx. I'm gonna have a Spanx line. It's called kimono. Oh, I love that, Kim. Oh, that's so cool, dude.
I'll sell
so
kimonos
cool.
too. They're kimonos. Anyway, so she's announced that she's gonna be changing the name.
Oh, is she? Well, good for
her. I wonder to what she's gonna change it to.
Kim Spanx.
Kim Ono-nos.
I like Kim Spanx. Although Spanx is a...
Trademark.
Trademark, brand. Yeah.
Okay, so Kim says...
All right, I'm ready.
I am always listening, learning, and growing. I so appreciate the passion and varied perspectives that people bring to me.
Aww.
Yeah, she announced that on Twitter.
Well, good for her. She didn't announce it like that. Which is why she needs you around. So that you can do the ebook. Yeah, there you go. All right, that's it for us today.
I'll read the life story of Kim Kardashian West.
I know this for a fact, that Halle Berry does not need to wear any kimono shapewear.
No.
She's shapely enough as it is. She's already shaped and in shape, I might add.
I wonder what she thinks about the kimonos.
I don't think she does. I don't think she thinks
at
all.
I don't think she gives a crap.
No, probably not. All right, and speaking of not giving a crap, we're out of here. Back with you again tomorrow morning. Have a great day, and...
Hey, you know what? I wonder what Kylie thinks about it. Oh, gosh, I still have more money than you can. Anyway, so that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.